Chapter 3. Learning to Read. The animals worked long and hard on the harvest. It was not easy, but the pigs found answers to every problem. The horses knew the fields very well and did a better job than Jones and his men. The pigs did not do any hard work, but they walked behind the horses and gave them orders. And every other animal worked. The ducks and the chickens worked all day. They finished quickly, and nobody stole anything. All through the summer, it was the same. When there were problems, the pigs always found an answer. The animals worked hard, and there was food for everyone. Boxer worked harder than the others. He started work half an hour early in the morning and helped everywhere. When there was a problem, his answer was always, "I will work harder." Molly was not good at getting up in the morning, and sometimes she left work early because she was ill. And old Benjamin the donkey did not change after the rebellion. He still worked slowly and never did more than he needed to.
"Are you happier now?" someone asked him.
"Donkeys live a long time," said Benjamin. "Have you ever seen a dead donkey?"
And that was all he said. On Sundays they rested. In the morning, the animals had a meeting to talk about work for the next week. All the animals could vote, but all the ideas came from the pigs. Snowball and Napoleon talked the most, but they never agreed about anything, and the talking often became angry. All the animals were now learning to read. The pigs could read and write very well. The dogs could read, but they only wanted to read the Seven Commandments. Muriel read better than the dogs and sometimes read to the others in the evening. Benjamin could read very well, but he did not want to.
"There's nothing important to read," he said.
Clover could read the alphabet, but not words. Boxer could read only A, B, C and D. He liked to write them with his hoof. Once he learned E, F, G and H, but then he forgot A, B, C and D. Molly only learned the five letters in her name. She wrote her name beautifully, again and again. The stupid animals, like the sheep, chickens and ducks, could not read, and they could not remember the Seven Commandments. So Snowball thought of one easy commandment.
"Four legs good, two legs bad."
At first, the birds were not happy with this. But Snowball told them,
"You have wings and you use them to move. They're like legs."
Then Snowball wrote, "Four legs good, two legs bad," on the wall of the barn. The sheep loved this commandment and they said it for hours. Two dogs, Jessie and Bluebell, had puppies. After a few weeks, Napoleon took them away from their mothers to a shed in the fields. "I will teach the puppies," he told Jessie and Bluebell. After a few days, everybody forgot about them. The first apples were falling off the trees. All the animals wanted to eat them, but Squealer said,
"My friends, the apples and the milk must be for the pigs. Many of the pigs don't like milk and apples, but we need them because they help us to think. You want the pigs to help with the problems on the farm. You don't want Mr. Jones to come back.